WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're celebrating 25 years of all of this madness at WNST. Our 25th anniversary brought to you by our friends at Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter. We have been providing some educational segments on cannabis with our friends Wendy and Rebecca over at the Curio and Far and Daughter. We'll be doing more of that. We're also going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Now, look, all this Oriole madness kind of put me on a little bit of a hiatus. We did do the show for my birthday at Drug City in the Fountain last week, always brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Gave away some winning scratch-offs on Sunday at Hollywood Casino as well. It's also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free, 0% financing. I'm enjoying that because it's saved me money on the economics of heating and air conditioning our place. Also, we have brand new windows that actually work, and our cat loves them as well. Jiffy Lube, MultiCare, around the corner from you, sponsoring all of our Maryland Crab Cake tour stops. And my little light went on Friday, my little oil light. So I got to get over to the Merritt Boulevard location. That's my Dundalk location at German Hill Road, not too far from Drug City. This lady's on the other end of town, and I've had a good time with her at various points in Pikesville, Owings Mills, the Reisterstown area. They've rebranded, so I was a little confused when Beth Rheingold came on. I'm like, hey, you were Owings Mills, Pikesville, something, something. And I remember I ate great food at your event, but this, you're doing a different kind of event here. It's Halloween season. You know how much I love my cat, and if I had a dog, I'd love my dog as much. So we need to talk rebranding and talk about the northwest side of town a little bit. Beth Rheingold is our defending champion and back on the program, talking about walking and running and dogs and fall and all this good stuff. How have you been?
Great. Thank you so much for having me, Nestor. It's just great to be with you again.
Well, it's always fun around here because we're always doing a charitable turn and a community turn. First things first. The rebranding, the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce, GBCC. Sometimes I get good groups and Greater Baltimore committees and foundations and all of this. Give me the lowdown on your place because it's not really different than it was, just a rebranding of the name. You're still based out in the northwest side of town, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and thank you for asking about it because there's always been a lot of confusion about our name. We were the Pikesville Owings Mills Chamber called POM. And during the pandemic, we took a deep dive into our membership and looked at all the zip codes and really found that a lot of our membership was actually outside of Pikesville Owings Mills. Pikesville is our historic core for sure. But we wanted a name that really reflected our membership so that everybody felt like they were, that the name included them. So after a lot of research, we decided to go with Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. Serving Pikesville, Owings Mills, Reisterstown, and really, like you said, Northwest Baltimore County. So that's our footprint, and we're really excited. This is the first full year of being Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you know, I get invited sometimes to speak to groups, and I spoke to a group a month ago. I'm not going to completely out them, but the first question I said is, what does your organization do? I'm unfamiliar. A chamber of commerce, for anybody listening out there, I think we're like, well, that's just a bunch of business people that get together and do good stuff and have little events and stuff. I've been a part of some chambers of commerce, including my dear friend Nancy Hafford here in Towson.
Yeah, I know Nancy.
I'm a Towson business owner here.
Yeah.
And I mentioned Greater Baltimore Committee and different groups in downtown Baltimore, downtown partnership that do different things. But, you know, I think at the heart of it, you stand in the middle as a president and CEO of just trying to bring people, maybe different political backgrounds. Maybe you're on the left side of the street and I'm on the right side of the street. Maybe you're uptown and I'm downtown. Maybe you sell widgets and I sell non-widgets, whatever it is. But the Chamber of Commerce is really sort of at the core of holding business together in areas so that people can park their car when they come to your area and want to come back again and have that sandwich or have that experience or have that shopping experience, right?
You're so right, Nestor. And people don't really understand anymore chambers of commerce. Your parents, my parents were probably much more familiar with them. And they were very strong membership organizations. We've changed over the years what chambers do. Chambers are 501c6s, so we're actually not.
Oh, whoa, I know 501c333. I'd never heard of no six. What's a six?
Right, a C6 can be a membership organization, and we are a business association. So we're here to support business, like you so beautifully said. That's really what we do. Our mission is to promote business, enhance economic well-being, and foster community development. So that's our specific mission. We don't just provide networking events, although that's an important part of what we do. We advocate on behalf of businesses. So like, we know what's going on in Annapolis, and we keep our members informed about business-friendly legislation or legislation that could impact their small business in some way. And we are allowed to advocate. We're not on the left side or the right side, but we can advocate on behalf of business legislation for our members. So we advocate, we provide networking, and we contribute to the community, and we really drive economic revitalization. And we happen to cover what the county calls a commercial revitalization district. That is Pikesville. So Pikesville has come upon hard times. There are more vacancies. There's a lot of work to be done. And we work really closely with Baltimore County government, specifically the Department of Planning. And we have about $250,000 that we will be implementing in streetscaping projects and improvement in in Pikesville. And that's really important because that drives business. We want people to live where they work and play where they live and work. So that's really part of what we're doing. That's what builds strong communities.
You know, here in Towson, we have Feet on the Street on Friday nights. Nancy's real proud of that. Downtown, I lived at the harbor. They would always do things at the waterfront park and send out flyers and send out notes. And it's always bring your kids, bring your dog, bring a smile, wear a hat, come on out, meet some people. There might be a band. There might be some ice cream. There might be some vendors. There might be some beverages. It might be, but more than that, there's really community, right? And I think at the heart of it for me with small business, that holds the world together, and I own a small business. I'm up against Odyssey and the Hearst Corporation and Clear Channel and, you know, iHeart, all these giant companies. I'm the small guy. And when you talk about Pikesville, when I think about Pikesville specifically, and my whole life of going there, whether it was Jilly's or whether it was Bonded Jewelry or whether it's to get a sandwich, anywhere in on that corridor, one of the things, they are small frontages, right?
Right.
I mean, just in general. And then there were heritage businesses that have been there a generation, two generations, three generations. And here we are in 2023 where maybe kids don't take the business, maybe they move out. And something has to come in there other than nothing, right? And trying to figure out the new world from a small business perspective for all of us, for what our needs are, and for, you know, the Walmartization of putting businesses out of business. There's so many businesses that used to be a hardware store, a whatever, that Walmart now takes 20 of those categories and puts it in one space. And that makes it, there's a lot of Pikesvilles, you know, and I say this with all due respect to Johnny O, and I'll say it to Wes Moore. There's a lot less Catonsvilles, these places you go where there's business everywhere, there's new business, and I'm a part of that with El Guapo and State Fair and Beaumont and the places that we promote. I'm from Dundalk. You know what I mean? I saw the vision of the Avenue at Perry Hall and what y'all have done up in Owings Mills at the Foundry, building these new areas out of nothingness off of Campbell Boulevard and White Marsh. But then there's, hey, what do we do about Bel Air Road and Harford Road and York Road and in your case, Liberty Road or Reisterstown Road, where there used to be a little town center that we need, that's the heart and soul. That's the bricks and mortar we talk about in this country.
It takes so many partnerships, and that's really what we do as a chamber. We're a convener. We bring the partners in. We bring the volunteers in. So we have a great group called the Pikesville Revitalization Action Plan Committee, and they're working very hard to propose projects in Pikesville. That was a lot of P's to say, by the way. But like murals for example. These are the things that we do that help revitalize the neighborhood. You need all your stakeholders involved, whether they are the residents themselves, if it's Baltimore County government, and we get a lot of support from Baltimore County. We're really grateful to the Department of Planning, because without them, you know, we wouldn't have the funds and the structure for it. But we're on the cusp of hiring a project manager to help lead these projects. I'm doing two interviews later on today, and it's
I got a gig. I can't do it. I can't. I'm sorry. I got a gig right now. Even though the Orioles lost, I got a gig. But it's the people, it's the straw that stirs the drink in that case, right? And for landlords to have credible, small, sometimes minority female-owned businesses come in and say, I'll take that 1,400 square foot spot out on Rice Town Road that has failed this time and that time, but we're going to put a business in there that's going to succeed. That's really where you come in, because from that first day a new business opens, it's perilous. It's treacherous. It's very, very difficult.
It is. And, you know, I also should mention the Armory Foundation. We have an armory that the county just gave the title to, the Armory Foundation, a 501c3. I serve on the board of that. And we are working with Thibaut Mannequin of Seawall, who you may know, who's done some great development. Our house is something he's most famous for in Baltimore.
We got to get him on the show, because I haven't had Thibaut on. I've seen him out. I got to crab cake him at some point. Yes. Pull him in is what I need.
That will pull anyone in.
That was the idea. So far, so good, you know.
Yeah, but so we're working on revitalizing the armory. It's all going to tie in. And like I said, it involves a lot of partners, and the chamber is we work with these partners. There's the 1,000 Friends, and all of these people are so committed to bringing our community back to where, I don't even want to say back to where it was, but we want to bring us into the next, you know, 50 years and what that's going to look like, and sustainable communities. It's just so important.
All right, listen, everybody knows I love my cat, right? I've been home with my cat for 16 days, and I've been invited by Baltimore Humane. You know, they do the dogs and tails, and cats don't travel well. You know, my wife's always trying to put the cat in the bag and thinking like the cat's going to become like a dog. And it's not. The dogs are dogs and cats are cats. But dogs you can
unless
take
you have a chihuahua like I do.
Well, okay, I got you. You know, there's some antisocial, you know, afraid of things dogs. But for the most part, these dog events, even when the Orioles open up for dogs and they go to the dogs for the night, you have a dog event. So I think there's anything that I can say negative about dogs other than they bring people together, they bring people out. And as much as we talked about politics and right side and left side, rich and poor and east and west and black and white, male and female, dogs, everybody loves dogs, you know?
Everyone,
so you can have a dog event, even if you don't have a dog, a guy like me and my wife will come out and pet your dog. And we'll be a part of this. So run me through your big event. It's on October 29th, coming up very, very soon. It's at the Garrison Forest School in Owings Mills. And these dog events, for people might be laughing at me or whatever. I haven't had a dog in a long, long time in my life. But I would say this, anytime I've been at an event where everybody's got dogs, it's a party. It's a good time. People like bringing their dogs out and eating ice cream and having food and having fun.
So you hit all the really important points. And, you know, we've done the Pikesville 5K for over 20 years. And that was a great event. Last year, we rebranded that too, and made it the Heads and Tails 5K and Doggy Dash. And why did we do that? You already explained it, Nestor, being who you are. And the reason is because coming out of the pandemic and really getting back into, you know, full-fledged events, we said, what brings people together? Dogs. Dogs bring people together. It's a $1 billion industry in this country. And it attracts some really wonderful people. If you love dogs, you're a great person and everyone wants to hang out with you and your dog. So our 5K is still a competitive 5K for anyone who's training for marathons, trying to improve their time. You can be a competitive runner and take part in our 5K. You can be a walker. The difference with the Heads and Tails 5K is you can do it with your dog. All right, as long as your dog is on a leash and up to date on their vaccines, and you signed your waivers, and your dog is friendly, you can run or walk with your dog. You can also participate in our Doggy Dash, and that is just a super, super fun event. It's a half hour after the 5K starts, and it's sponsored by Tito's, because Tito's is a dog-friendly company. And so we're going to have a doggy lounge by the Doggy Dash. But we're also bringing in, because we bring in our nonprofit partners, and we're bringing in Reed's Rescue this year. And Reed's Rescue is a little nonprofit, and they support Nestor senior and hospice dogs. And this is really important to me. And our chamber is a dog-loving, dog-friendly chamber. Reed's Rescue really helps these dogs that it's so sad. Some people, you know, when their dog gets older and, you know, they're not as capable anymore, or they're on expensive medications, people have been known to just drop them off on the side of the road. Well, Reed's Rescue comes in, they take these dogs, they rehome them, they find foster homes or a permanent home, a very special home that has a big heart for a senior dog who might be in their last few years of life, to just give them love and attention and a deserving home. And so we just love the work that Reed's Rescue is doing. And so they will be at the Doggy Dash as well. We're going to have dog-friendly games. Kids can participate, adults, obviously. Then we're going to have a Halloween parade, because it is October 29th. So we're dressing the dogs up.
That's when it gets crazy.
We're dressing the dogs up and the kids, and they can parade around our vendor village. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, I'll tell you what, Classic Catering is going to be out there as well. So give Gail my best if you see her. Let me read everything off here. 450 runners, volunteers, and canine companions expected to gather. This is on the 29th at Garrison Forest School. Starts at 7:30 in the morning for registration. The Ravens play in Arizona that day later. So, right. You know, you have no complaints about that. Pre-race warm-up, 5K run and walk, a doggy dash with a Halloween costume contest, as well as the pet festival, vendor village, hot breakfast from Classic Catering,
yes.
Kids Corner, Trunk or Treat, Pug Mugs. I love pugs. Pug Mug Station, a DJ, not me, and more. Spinning the tunes. So you can learn more about it at runsignup.com. We're going to give you all the information out at the GBCC. I got to get the name right. Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. Beth Rheingold is our defending champion here. You can get more information, info@greaterbaltimorechamber.org as well. It's a good way to find Beth as well. Am I leaving anything? I mean, you've already got vodka. You got food. We got dogs. I think all we need is decent weather, right?
Decent weather. You get your hot breakfast with Classic Catering. They're back. That was such a big draw. Headsandtails5k.com.
All right. Well, Beth, thanks for all the work you do.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Next time you're putting on the eating thing where everybody goes around and you make me a judge, people think this is like, I don't want to complain to you because you run the place and I'm appreciative of Karen and all that, but I'm getting older and I'm not skinny, but I'm fit. You know, I'm trying to be fit. These eating judging things, people think this is like, Karen gives this gig to me thinking, oh, you're perfect. You eat a lot of food. You're good. You can overindulge. You can eat too much at some of the eating events. And I've told people, it's nice being a judge, but when you're the judge, you have to eat everything. You have to try everything in order to do it.
It's a great role.
It's different than being like a patron where you're like, I'll just have four of those kumquats and three of these, you know, bowls or something else. No, you have one of every single thing. And then you go back and say, that's the best thing. So I still get a lot of love from Clean Cuisine because they were the
winner. Yes, Jerry.
Jerry had this lasagna
It's amazing.
It's great. My wife still orders it. We go out to Owings Mills. We get it to go. We throw it in the oven. It's a squash.
It's a squash lasagna.
Squash lasagna. It's insanely good. And I made it the winner. So now I go in his little joint up Owings Mills. He has on the thing, award winning. And I'm like, dude, you're award winning because I went to the judges and said it was worthy of the award. So remember that. He's still trying to get me a crab cake.
That's awesome. I love Jerry.
Well, see, I make friends I keep for life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm your friend for life.
You know, Jerry's funny because I walked through that day and I didn't really know him. And he looked at me. He says, you're nasty effing Nestor. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. And he knew I was a judge. He was trying to butter me up a little bit. He didn't listen. His food was great. I told him this. So I tell him he won on merit. When it's that good, I go on the radio and brag about it. So
it's
I would brag
amazing.
About it. See, you bragged about it too. You know how good it is.
And you know, I'll tell you something. Jerry was on our board of directors, and during the pandemic, and this is something a chamber does, during the pandemic, the Baltimore Business Journal contacted me and said, who can we feature? We want to feature some restaurants that are doing something different. And we featured Jilly's that you mentioned, and we were also referred them to Jerry. And those were full article spreads on Pikesville and Owings Mills businesses. And
well, curbside and carry out were instrumental in keeping so
yes.
many businesses alive in 2020. I mean, it's one of the reasons I really rebranded the Baltimore Positive, because the more Jerry's and the more Beth's and
that's
the more
right.
local business owners I talk to, I realize the Orioles and the Ravens, they don't give a rat's ass about you. They're billion dollar out of town. They really don't. They don't care about me. They don't care about you. But Jilly's
they need to.
Local businesses, every local business that has ever been born needs the local constituency. And I think that's why
yeah.
I always make time for chambers. And I like talking about
I
this
always
stuff
appreciate
because it's
that
important.
About you, Nestor. I really do. And our big sports teams like the Ravens and the Orioles need to give back to the local community, and they can
need
do
to start
that.
Letting the media in too, but that's another story that I'm
yeah.
on and answering questions honestly and being transparent. That's my charge as a sports guy.
Yeah.
But while they've thrown me out, trust me, I am all about keeping businesses in business, because I was at Drug City last Friday. We're taking the crab cake tour everywhere. We're going to have Tebow on. He doesn't know it yet, but we're going to find him and bring him on and talk about why it's important. Because
yeah.
I think there is a point as a sports fan for all these years, Beth, even when I was there with you with Jerry and eating a lot and picking winners and giving out ribbons and all that. It has not been lost on me during the plague, because I did that before the plague. Your event, I believe, it was in 18, maybe 19, that I was there.
Yeah,
that,
it was.
That since then, the world's changed in that way.
It has.
And I think taking care of local businesses is the reason I'm here, really.
We
really.
Drive the economy. It's the small businesses that drive the economy.
All right. Well, we're going to drive small business to you the 29th.
Thank
it's
you.
A big event up at Garrison Forest. You can learn all that you need to learn at the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. They're serving the whole community. Bring your dogs. If you can't bring your dog, go out and pet somebody else's dog. It'd be a nice
yeah.
morning. Get yourself out of the house on Halloween weekend.
Can't wait to see you guys.
All right. Depends how
Thanks,
late that
Nestor.
Saturday night goes for me, Beth. I got to be honest with you. But I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween to you. Beth Rheingold joining us here from the Baltimore Greater Ball. I knew I was going to mess it up. Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce, GBCC. I'm getting
you
my
outfit
suit together. We're getting a Maryland Crab Cake Tour together very, very soon. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away these winning Ravens scratch-offs, just like the Ravens won this week, so that's all good. Luke is out in Owings Mills all week as well. When I get this together, our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION, you buy two, you get two free 0% financing all month long, as well as our friends at Jiffy Lube sponsoring our Crab Cake Tour. Get us back out on the road. I'm going to Annapolis, Bel Air. I'm going to be in Hunt Valley, and we're going to get back down to Dundalk all during the month of November. I'm putting those dates together. You'll get all of that out at BaltimorePositive.com. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, powering up the business with the Chambers of Commerce. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.